Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Janice Jackson, the CEO of Chicago Public Schools, will have that title through June. After that, no more. She said she's not going to renew her contract. She doesn't want this gig anymore. It's time to pass the mantle on to someone else. Okay, let's talk a little bit about that. Nader Issa is a Chicago Sun-Times education reporter. Nader, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. Thanks for saying hi.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Did you see this coming?
I actually did a little bit. I'd heard for a couple months, maybe 2-3 months, that this was a possibility. I think there's been a lot that has happened at CPS in the past couple of years between a strike, potentially a second strike, obviously the pandemic, and I think a lot of the top leadership at CPS have sort of become tired of everything that has happened, and it was time to move on.
How much of that is her fault?
I think it's that's something you'll have to ask her. I think there are a ton of people involved in everything that has happened. Obviously, the pandemic is nobody's fault, but I'm sure if you ask the Chicago Teachers Union, they would say she has some role to play in the last two contract negotiations. And it's just a situation that has sort of been at the hands of everyone involved, from CPS leadership, the mayor's office, the union.
Well, I won't blame her for the pandemic, but obviously the CTU and some families were critical of the Chicago Public School System's handling of the pandemic and getting students and teachers back into the classroom. To this day, it's controversial, and to this day, less than half of the students have decided to go back. I wonder what history will say, or what do we even say now about her stewardship of CPS during the pandemic? Did she do a good job or not?
I think during the pandemic, just like the rest of her tenure at the helm of CPS, it's a mixed bag. She certainly was looking to bring students back. She kept talking about equity, wanting black and brown students, homeless students, students from low-income backgrounds to have an opportunity in in-person education if they weren't engaging well in remote learning. I think sometimes that didn't necessarily match up with what was the case on the ground with families, because some of those same families were very worried about COVID-19 disproportionately hitting their families and their communities. And that's sort of been a large complaint from families, educators, of CPS for a very long time, is that plans are made that don't necessarily match up with families' experiences. And so I think it's a mixed bag. She certainly now has the district open. Even though 2/3 of families are still learning remotely, the number of students that are back in person at CPS still makes up the largest number of students in any district in Illinois. And it's the number of students that are back would make up the 15th or 16th largest district in the entire country. And that, so, even though most kids are still remote, she has sort of shepherded over 100,000 kids back into classrooms. And so there's a lot to be said for the past year and a half, but like everything else, it's a mixed bag.
I don't know her. I know her persona. I know what it's been like talking to her many times on the radio. And I like Janice Jackson. I think she's sincere, smart, and I think she's up against sometimes insurmountable odds in that, here's my estimation, the Chicago Teachers Union would fight her on which side of the sky the sun's going to rise. So could you dissuade me of my positive opinion of her? What would be her biggest weakness? What was the thing that, had she done this or been this, it would have gone better?
I think no matter what we can say about her policies, no matter what we can say about her leadership of the district, one thing that nobody can dispute, and that includes Chicago Teachers Union leaders, and they've said this, is that Janice Jackson does love Chicago Public Schools. She grew up here. She was a Chicago Public Schools student, a Chicago Public Schools teacher. a Chicago Public Schools principal and then worked in executive leadership before she rose all the way to the top. Her love for the district and the students, that can't be doubted. Now, in terms of her weaknesses, I think what a lot of people have said is what I mentioned earlier. Sometimes the actions, the policies that are taken don't match up with what families are experiencing and don't match up with what people need. I think she's been a little hamstrung because the district is woefully underfunded. There's a lot of money that you can ask anyone is probably misspent, spent on the wrong programs, spent on the wrong initiatives, and could be used better elsewhere. But at the end of the day, no matter how you shift around the pieces, there still aren't enough pieces. And so she's had some difficulties there. But over the years, I think as she's grown into the role and become more emboldened, I think some of those complaints have grown stronger and stronger, especially after she came in as sort of this fresh of breath air, this homegrown executive that understood the district, understood families' needs, and at times it didn't seem that way.
Well, we called her earlier today, her office, to ask before this announcement if she would come on and talk to us about how they're going to spend their $1-plus billion in pandemic stimulus for the schools. They elected not to take our call, and I think I now know why. They had other news than how they're going to divvy up over $1 billion in pandemic relief. Okay, we'll follow this story. I'm glad you are, too. Nader Issa writes about education in the Chicago Tribune. Sir, thank you for your time today. I appreciate you joining us.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Pardon me. My producer, yeah, pardon me. Listen, let's sell your paper today, sir.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, sometimes.
No, you're working for free for me. I owe you that. And the Chicago Sun-Times. Nader, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me. Nader.